believe it? 21 days. You've hung in there for 21 days. Stephen Covey, the time management guru and the author of 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, has said that it takes 21 days to develop a ritual. And here we are, day 21. At the end of today, this will be part of who you are, and then you get to choose. Shall I continue? Or shall I let it go? And you have to make that choice. Those around you can feel your energetic shift. Those around you can feel you more open, making more conscious choices, having explored your self-definitions and your limiting beliefs, and being open to transcend them. Finding out who you really are. Beneath this mind, beneath this flesh casing, this Anamaya Kosha. Beneath your buddhi. Your intellect. Beneath all this earthly realm, what rests at your core? Your most divine self. We have to remember in this realm that we are spiritual beings having an occasional human experience, not human beings occasionally connecting to spirit. And so as that first directive of the law of Dharma, as we explore, how can I help? How can I heal? How can I serve? We must acknowledge that the first component says that each one of us is here to discover our true self. To find out on our own that our own true self is spirit. That's what rests at our core. The second component of this dharmic law is to express our unique gifts and our special talents. And the third component is to serve humanity, serve all sentient beings on the planet. Aren't we all served? When plants are served with love, when animals are served with love, we should turn love on for people and off for animals. When you can love wholly, serve wholly, heal wholly. Then we truly are in Dharma, especially when we're activating our own unique gifts and our special talents. David Thoreau said, "Pursue some path, however narrow and crooked, in which you can walk with love and reverence. You get to pick the path. You get to identify your unique gifts, your special talents, and you get to help, heal, and serve others using them." So celebrate your purpose. Connect to that god or goddess in embryo that wants to be born so that you can express your most divine self. And let's make a few commitments. First, let's commit to seeking our higher selves, beyond our ego, beyond this flesh casing, beyond what you see in the mirror, through a daily spiritual practice. And what does that mean? Whatever moves you from your most individual self to your most universal self, that's your spiritual practice. Whatever allows you to look into the eyes of someone and say, Tatvam Asi, you are that. I am that. You are God. I am God. How cool is that? The second commitment we can make is a commitment to discover and explore and open ourselves up to the awakening or reconnection or reawakening of our unique talents. And once we connect to what those are, feel that joy that happens when you know what you do and time stands still while you're doing it. No one pays attention. Everything drifts away. It's only you and that moment of Dharma. What is it that you love to do that brings such a smile to your face and can help heal and serve others? And make that third commitment to ask yourself, how are you best suited to serve? How can you best serve the people, the animals, the plants, Mother Earth, the sky? How can you invoke your unique talents to serve the needs of all around you? Connect to your unique talent and serve humanity with it. That is pure, unbounded, whole abundance, wealth consciousness, because you are just flowing life. Whatever flows into you, you're just openly expressing it to your world with joy. So let's close our eyes. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. Let's make day 21 mean something. Something powerful. Something important. Let's pray together. Today I make the following commitments. I will not criticize, condemn, or complain. Every decision I make today will be a choice between a grievance and a miracle. I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings that I experience. I set the goals that I will achieve, and everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and receive as I have asked. And now let's just float. Just float. Let all these teachings swirl through you. Think of how much you've learned and grown and celebrated. How much you've reflected, how much you've received, how much you've given, how widely you've opened your physiology, and your emotional state and your heart. How deep you've explored your soul. Let's just float. Aham Brahmasmi, I am the universe. You can stop floating. You can stop reflecting. You can stop meditating right now. And just listen to your breath. Feel the body. And let's seal this celebration. Let's seal this prayer. Let's seal our connection to spirit, to source, to our soul profile by chanting Om together 3 times. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. Slowly open your eyes and look around at the tens of thousands of those you've shared this collective consciousness with and this journey to truly access your most divine self. On behalf of Deepak Chopra, David Simon, the co-founders of the Chopra Center, on behalf of our 21-day meditation challenge team, Kathy and Susan, and our amazing musical director and vibrational master, Colby Knickerbocker, to our divine teachers of this journey, Tiffany Murray, Carla Refojo, Juan Carlos Briseño, Dr. Sheila Patel, Kyla Stinnett, Trista Thorpe, Libby Karstensen, Rochelle Williams, Teresa Long, and Amanda Ringnalda. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G. saying, what an amazing journey. And it doesn't stop here, it just starts. From the bottom of my heart, namaste. See you in the gap.